what are we gonna do now that he's back?
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? This your boy DJ Locura back at it again, but this time for an exclusive episode of Spark Up PBD. We don't have El Presidente, the queen of the dance hall, but we still have the mans with the bands, Rue Bands.
Hey, let's get it. What's good?
But we didn't come alone, yo. We did not come alone, Rue Bands.
Nah, we didn't.
We got a special episode of Spark Up PBD, and we're going to discuss the preview of WrestleMania 33.
You ready for this, brother?
I'm ready.
Let's get it.
I guess we have here filling in. We had them here before, and they're back at it again.
Your girlfriend's favorite tag team.
Favorite tag team, the cool people.
We love, yes, sir. Baby. What's going on?
Let's get it, baby.
But we still not alone. We still got my boy from exclusive from BO8 Studios.
Hey.
The Blade Runner. Sean Blade. What's up, man?
What's up, guys? Yo, I just wanted to do this WrestleMania stuff with you guys, and I wanted to mash up talk wrestling with you guys. So.
Yo. First of all, I'm feeling that hat. Yo, MTV rap.
That's throwback.
Right there. You know, for all those that don't know, that's one of the, you know, the come up shows back then.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of like what BO8's doing with all the artists here.
We got to throw this out there. This is Sean's first podcast episode.
So we popping
the cherry.
Oh yeah.
There it is.
Well, let's get right into it. WrestleMania 33, guys. So many storylines happening in both Raw and SmackDown. Great stories that'll probably continue maybe after Mania.
Maybe.
Or might end.
Or maybe seeds for SummerSlam.
Oh yeah. Come up for SummerSlam. So let's get it right into one of the biggest matches. I want to discuss this one. The one, the legend, The Undertaker versus Roman Reigns. And there's been so much speculation, especially in the past couple weeks, that Roman Reigns will retire The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
I don't like that.
Why is that?
It's going to happen.
It kind of makes sense.
You think so?
Because when Roman first came in, he was like the big dog. They were giving him that big dog. And then like, he just had to like try to take over the yard. That's how it had to be.
I don't know.
People are going to hate the fact that Roman's always going to be in the main event scene. So if they're going to hate him fully, then why not have him retire The Undertaker?
Out of everyone that faced The Undertaker, Roman Reigns? That kills me. It could have been.
Sammy would rather see Goldberg do it.
Nah. Chill.
We're going to get into him later, too. He's another guy.
I mean, I feel like if Taker wins, we have to get Taker Cena.
For what?
Retire.
For next year?
Yeah.
No.
Nah,
I don't know, man.
They would have to end them in SummerSlam at this point if they're going to do that.
True.
But I don't know. First of all, we know why Roman Reigns got picked. That's Vince's puppet right there. We're going to say that. But do you really think he's going to retire Taker?
He's old, man.
He's old. Saw that promo. He
you
did.
Can't, bro. He said, first of all, was it like December or something? Like right after that Survivor Series, he was like, "I'm the Undertaker. I'm here all the time now. Nothing happened." Your boys, I don't know. Like it comes. He's been doing this for how long? Like 40 years, 35.
Yeah, he's
years?
Been
like,
up there for
even
quite a while.
The Undertaker. He was like doing this. Like
he went through so many Undertaker-like gimmicks.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I know. You look at all the different gimmicks that he had. He had the dead man walking one where he's like, you're doing it now, you know.
He's the only person, like, really changed, like, with the time, but still keep it.
And still, and he's...
Like, it's crazy.
But he's never been the guy, though. You ever notice that?
He's always been the guy. That's
I don't know.
He's always been
he's never. I don't think he's ever been the face.
He's the face of WrestleMania, which makes you the face of the WWE.
Yeah, it was when he beat Shawn Michaels was when Taker solidified himself as that WrestleMania guy.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels was always Mr. WrestleMania. He always had the greatest spectacular entrance, but Taker had the streak.
I can understand that, yeah.
Yeah, that's this a good take to put on there.
I don't know. And just when you hear that bell go off,
that dong,
the whole place goes crazy.
Chills.
It's like, God. The whole place goes crazy. The whole place goes wild. The Undertaker. You know what I mean? Like, and everybody's like, whoa.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Now, here's one thing. If this is Taker's last WrestleMania, I'm really wondering how he's going to top his last year entrance. When's the last one with all the hands touching him and all that stuff?
Oh, yep. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was the cool. best entrance he had of all the WrestleManias.
Well, I don't know how he's going to come out because that's a long ramp. I don't think he's going to be able to walk that one. He might have to.
I bet you he does. If there's an over or under on it, I bet you he does, and it's going to take like 15 minutes. But
did you see how long that ramp was?
Yo, that's crazy.
Then he WrestleMania 1.
Little cart.
Well, they had the cart for Royal Rumble. That didn't even make it on TV, but somehow we found pictures. That was good. Man, I don't even know. I would be... If they make Reigns win, which I'm sure they probably will, he needs to turn heel. Or something needs to happen on that Raw that makes him officially a heel.
You brought up a good point before we started the show, if you want
to. Well, I said because... Since if Roman did beat Taker, he'll be the second one.
And okay.
There'll be only two people that defeated The Undertaker at WrestleMania. If I was Paul Heyman, I would jump on that. That's me thinking from a manager's perspective.
That'd be a good take. Sam, what you think on that? Reigns as a Heyman guy.
I mean, he did sing praises to him back when they faced off 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
To All him, right. his dad, and his whole family.
I can see that. Plus, he's not that great on the mic.
Exactly.
He's gotten better.
He's gotten better, but he does. He still needs that. If he's going to go heel,
yeah.
he's going to need that mouthpiece, and Paul Heyman is the perfect guy for that.
Oh, that'd be a good take.
I don't think he needs to be heel, per se. Like, Brock Lesnar's not heel. He's the bad guy, but that's just because he comes in and he dominates, which is kind of what Roman Reigns does. I'm becoming a Roman Reigns fan, by the way. Just throw it out there. Like, oh. I like this dude. I'm starting to like this dude. But I tell you what, end of WrestleMania, because I think it's going to end the show. You see Taker, like, does, like, his last little get-up.
Yeah.
He's slowly starting to get up. Roman Reigns gives the big bow, hits one rope, hits the other rope, big spear. Taker, and then, like, it just ends with, like...
Taker dies.
Taker died at Mania. Like, not died, but... You
know, he's too old.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just Taker died at Mania.
They're going to have to make it memorable yeah. because Taker's just that guy.
Right.
So if they're going to, you know, retire him, it got to be, like,
Huge.
A good-ass fight.
Huge.
Like,
yeah.
you know... Mankind type of fight yeah. where there's blood drawn and
yeah.
you know what I mean, and the crowd's going crazy, and they even go into the crowd and start fighting
something
crazy.
Yeah.
It has to be like,
and if anybody's capable of taking a big beating like that, it is Roman, because you saw the Roman Brock one.
Oh my gosh, yeah, he was getting
he smiled at Brock's face.
And
legit smiled at Brock's face.
He's wild.
That was the creation of Suplex City, wasn't it?
Yeah.
On that Mania too?
Yeah, I think he did it. No, I think Suplex City was made when he did
John Cena.
That's right.
Oh, was it there? Okay.
16, yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. I don't know. Let's see what happens. And I don't know. Is that gonna? You think that's gonna be the main event?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I heard it was gonna be the main.
Because I would not want to see Goldberg and Lesnar end the show.
That's 30 seconds. Right
yeah.
I don't think. I don't think you can end it on that one. But then again, they did it at Survivor Series, so you never really.
Yeah, that was a tease, though.
But the problem, too, and this is a problem, too, like a lot of people are like, oh, well, it's 30 seconds. It's a flash thing. But if you watch, like, UFC,
mm-hmm.
people pay to see them, like, end in less than a minute. Mike Tyson's mm-hmm. greatest stuff ended in round one. People were like, round one, it's over. And then you got, like, Brock Lesnar, where it should be round one and it's over.
True.
So, I mean, I don't know. It brings more, like.
It's more energy, but, the Survivor Series match was. I think that was the great shortest match in history, just because we had the hype of Goldberg returning, and we had the rematch, and then we saw them at Royal Rumble, same outcome where he just beat him. He, like Sammy said, I think he said he gave Goldberg three finishes to start the match, three specials, and he used them all in one. So I wouldn't want to see this the third time around. I hope it's more. How can I say it? It brings the viewers more in there because.
Yeah. Did you see their first match at WrestleMania?
20? Yeah. WrestleMania 20? I saw that one.
I don't want
20
see that
minutes?
Again.
No.
I don't want to see
no,
that.
No, 20 minutes stare down.
The Goldberg Lesnar one?
Yeah. Yeah, WrestleMania 20. That was in New York, Madison Square Garden. That was pretty bad.
They were both leaving the company, so they didn't really care.
Yeah.
So it took them 20 minutes to lock up, and they even had Austin as a special guest referee.
To save him.
And nothing.
Even the hype before that was pretty good, because Austin came out that Raw and just whooped ass, and then even in that Mania too. I think the best part of Mania was him, Austin, giving... Baller than their finish, and that was it.
That's it.
So we'll see. We'll see with that match.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ruben. You got something to say?
I wanted to plug something in since you mentioned MMA.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout outs to Luis Felix, which won his match last night.
At the
Twin River
shout
Casino.
Shout outs,
Luis.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I just had to plug that in, and you know, he's come a long way. You know, being that he started from wrestling. You know, so.
That's oh, that's great. Definitely. We got to give him a shout out. We got to bring him on the show. Definitely. So moving forward onto the SmackDown card for one sec.
Oh, yes, I want to talk about this one.
What do you think is the best match from the SmackDown side? We have the women's division. That's a good match. We have Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton for the championship. And then we got AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon as another card. What's your opinion on AJ Styles and Shane O'Mac?
It's got to be a crazy match. Just because, you know, Shane McMahon always been that guy to take a beat and, you know, get dragged all around the ring.
I know. What can he do to top off last year, jumping from a Hell in a Cell and missing Taker completely? He's probably going to jump off the WrestleMania one and just...
we don't need one of those moves.
I feel like they left AJ Styles like in limbo after he lost the title.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame because I wish they gave AJ that match. Like, he could have had a main event match.
He could have, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's fine. They gave him Shane McMahon. They're going to make the best out of it. Shane's willing to take anything, so...
They both. I think they when it comes to ring to matches, especially in pay per views, they give their all.
Yeah.
We've seen that.
So it should be interesting.
Shane O'Mac.
My plus side to it, I think, that a lot of people kind of miss out on it is like your casual person who watches it. Like, I don't know, you take like a family member who doesn't really watch wrestling, but they know WrestleMania, so they want to watch WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
They look at the card and they go, "Oh, Shane McMahon. I know Shane McMahon because he does the crazy stuff and everything." That brings more attention. So, like, I don't know. If you had AJ Styles, because personally, like, I would have loved to see, like, AJ versus Nakamura. I saw that at Wrestle Kingdom. I thought that was an incredible match. Mm-hmm. But, like, that casual WWE just tuning in fan would look at that and go, I don't know who these guys are.
Yeah.
Like, it's whatever. But now that Shane's on it, more eyes are on AJ Styles coming out of this, I think, than just having a regular.
Yeah. That's true,
especially after what he did last year.
What do you guys think? What do you guys think is going to happen to AJ after Mania?
He gets right back in that title picture, probably on Raw or something.
You think he'll get traded or wow?
Yeah.
So who would they trade him for?
Roman Reigns. Damn it.
I don't know. The card this year is not to me. It's not as big as it's been in past years.
I don't know. Do you remember past year's cards though? Because I thought about that. I don't know, bro. I went to the 29 one.
Okay.
It was like zero build for anything except for like Taker and Punk, and I think that was about it. And, like, WrestleMania 30, if it wasn't for the whole Daniel Bryan thing, like, that would have been, like, meh.
There was a couple of years in a row where it was a solid Mania. Like, I would give 27 or 29 a good couple of years because we had the good hype of The Rock coming back and he opened up a new era or a new window for everybody else, and he brought in more publicity. And even before that, I'll take it back even back to 17 to 20.
Well, you can't bring it back to 17.
17 is the best one.
17, that was the best. I still give it to 18 as my favorite Mania. It was Hogan and Rock, Triple H and Chris Jericho.
That was good. Yeah.
And then I think who did Kane was in a match. So, and even 17 was with the Hardy Boys.
Where
was that Edge jumping off the ladder and spearing Jeff Hardy?
Yeah, I think so.
That was 17.
TLC one, right?
That there were years that the Manias were great.
Yeah.
This one, not so much. I don't feel like we can continue on. Like, I think, like you said, 30 was because of Bryan.
Yeah.
31, we had what? Lesnar?
That was the Seth Rollins. But if it was, like, again, if it wasn't for that Seth Rollins cashing
joint,
then at the very end.
Yeah. It was like that Mania was okay.
And then 32 last year, I mean.
I can't remember a match from last year.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to remember a match from
this year. Yeah, this one, not so much.
It's going to be so lit that I can't. Nah, but I don't know. Like, there's a lot of build for these matches, though. Like, I think they actually, like going into it, like, everyone's bashing this whole Cena and his wife join, and then Miz and his wife. Well, not seen his wife, but like that build, like Miz is epic.
Oh, yeah,
he's like my number one guy right now.
Really,
he's a true heel.
This John Cena, Nikki Bella, Miz Maurice, it couple feud, I like it a lot.
Yeah,
best promos right now
because Miz. This is the second attempt that Miz has on John Cena. If you remember Miz's first attempt on John Cena, he was actually desperately trying to get his attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
to the point where he was wearing We Hate Cena shirts and copying all his stuff. Now he got, you know what I'm saying, he got a bombshell on Maurice, who's like one of the baddest women on the planet, the last diva. Facts. Who did a Playboy shoot.
You did your history on her, didn't you?
Shout out to Maurice.
Shout out to Maurice.
Playboy September edition.
Exactly. But Yeah, this is a very solid promo. Like, honestly, the only thing I could see that's going to be, like, a great WrestleMania moment for John Cena is John Cena proposes to Nikki Bella that night.
Oh!
Swerve.
Because John Cena's always painted himself as a hard-ass, and if he wants to come out of left field, he can come out of left field. Yo, he even teased that heel turn last time. He can pull that off.
He can pull that off.
He could. That's a good... I didn't even look at it like that. That came out of left field, legit.
The great thing about this, too, is that now that John Cena's publicly with Nikki Bella on screen, it gives an excuse for John Cena to do more heel antics. Because Nikki Bella's ruthless.
Okay.
Nikki Bella's ruthless, and no, there's no telling what a woman can make a man do.
That's true, right? Yo, right? We're about to hide. Yo, yeah, WWE, are you listening to this guy? We got ideas to bring it up.
I'm just saying, like, because nobody ever wants to, nobody ever sees John Cena's heel because John Cena's always going to be that brand. But if you see some outside source trying to, like, manipulate his decisions like that, it gives him an excuse like to do that
right
stuff.
That's a macho man, Randy Savage.
Yeah, that's great. Like that. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, because like that's how I look at it.
Though. If it happens tomorrow, we're gonna go back to Sean. Be like, Sean, you called it, man.
He just blew my mind. I'm like, good shit.
That was a good one. So there's a lot of cards. I mean, out of all the matches that you guys are looking forward to, or that are on there, which one do you think is gonna be? Like, Sean, I think Sean mentioned this before the show started. Which one do you think is going to have the WrestleMania moments where it's just going to blow it out of the water?
WrestleMania moment.
Because we got, I mean, we got the Battle Royal, the Andre the Giant. I don't know. There's not really big name characters. I think Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho will be a solid match, too.
I forgot that. That was going to be a great match.
Because we still have that buildup of the friendship that they had. Yeah. And the list can, you know, the list of Jericho, it never fails. I don't know.
It's a tough one. If they do that whole marriage thing, that's a great moment. That's a good Mania moment.
That'll be a blow out of the minds. The only thing that'll probably equal that is when the Hardys return.
They're gonna be on SmackDown. If they come, they're going to SmackDown.
Question mark. If the Hardys return, the only moment that could possibly eclipse the John Cena proposal is the Hardys boys return.
Yeah, I don't know if there's gonna be that moment at Mania. I think the night after Mania, we were talking about that a little bit too.
Yeah, go
have that moment, but at Mania, I mean, like, cause it sucks, cause that cruiserweight title, I think that could be like a show stealer.
Yeah,
it's on like the pre-show card, so now I gotta watch like 7 hours.
It's gonna be a lot. I'm disappointed how they're using the cruisers.
Oh yeah.
Why you say that?
Because you know how WrestleMania always had the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Yeah.
I feel like the suitable replacement, and I know you're gonna agree with me, right? A cruiserweight ladder match every year at WrestleMania, where whoever's the champion of cruiserweights has to put that title on the line in a match, regardless. Like you're not walking in as champion. Somebody's always going to walk out as a cruiserweight champion at WrestleMania, because that champion is always going to be defended in that match.
So you think they should have done that from the get with this title? Flips.
What are they doing right now with the cruiserweight?
It's just Neville and Aries.
And Aries? Aries jumped on it like that?
Yeah.
Wow. Boy's lit right now.
Yo, he was just popping. Doing commentary like 2 weeks ago.
Nah, then he just came out.
Yeah, he just... Like you didn't see that? You didn't see that episode?
No,
oh,
no.
My gosh. They were Aries was interviewing Neville in the middle of the ring. He's like, well, guess what, man? I'm back. Pretty much.
Brother, what?
Yeah, so now they got Neville and Aries at Mania.
But you see where I'm coming from, like, the cruiserweights are the kings of flips and acrobatics and, you know what I'm saying, solid strikes and stiff kicks and all that type of stuff. So to put them in that type of match every year at WrestleMania will be a good way to put eyes on the cruisers.
Yeah. They confine them to, like, too much normalcy, I guess.
Exactly.
Like, they should be a special attraction, and they're, like, just, like, a regular match. And it's exactly. Like, come on.
But they wanted to give, you know what I'm saying, Aries that one-on-one. I think they wanted that nostalgic one-on-one WrestleMania match for the championship.
Yeah.
But that's not how you can have it with the cruisers, because the cruisers are so acrobatic that it's so hard for them to, like, do a match for this long. You put, like, five of them in a ladder match.
You're going to have... Yeah, they're going to have moments just like...
Off-rip, it should have been... It should have been Neville, Aries, TJ, Brian, and... It would be a toss-up for me between Cedric and Jack.
But isn't Cedric... Cedric got hurt, didn't he?
Yeah.
So he's out for a couple months.
Definitely Jack.
Like, Jack, after all the stuff he did in the Rumble... Jack Gallagher jumping off the ladder with an umbrella. Classic. Super classic.
So do you think Neville loses the title tomorrow?
I hope not.
I'm going to say yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because he came back in 2 weeks and they already started running video packages.
Yo, I didn't even know he was in. Yeah, I didn't know he was in a match.
Still on commentary, but returning next week. We have Austin Aries watch his video package on him. I was like, he's definitely going.
If they
ever
bring back the Slammies and they'll call it the sneakiest moving award, he's got to get that. He got to get that.
I don't know. We'll see. Tomorrow's matchup is good. Now, after WrestleMania, you know that Raw after Mania. Did you, by the way, did you guys see that special that on the WWE Network?
Yeah, the Monday.
Is it WrestleMania Mondays?
Monday, some Monday, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Electric. Electric. What are you guys expecting from that, from Monday night? Or even in SmackDown, we can put SmackDown on there, not because they're back-to-back. What do you guys think will happen on that? And even we're going to backtrack. Let me backtrack just a bit. Stick to WrestleMania with Goldberg and Lesnar. Two part-timers fighting for a WWE championship.
For me, that segues into the Monday. So I'll just give my full like prediction here.
Give it up.
So I got, you have Lesnar win. Whether it's a quick Goldberg goes for a spear, he had five zone matches over, something like that. The next night on Raw, he's hyping it. I'm the best. I'll beat anybody, this and that. And then you have Finn Balor come out. And then
Finn.
Finn Balor.
That's true.
He's a full-timer. So, like, Brock can go away till SummerSlam. They can have a rematch then. But you have Finn Balor come out, and he's like, if you're the best tonight, boom.
Oh, we forgot about this Finn.
This may be a little bit out of left field, but going back to the Goldberg-Lesnar match.
Uh-oh.
I want Brock to deliver double the amount of German suplexes to Goldberg.
Damn. Chill. You're going to send that guy into a coma.
At least like 18 to 20.
Damn.
Oh, yeah? That's it?
Are we doing an over and under on suplexes, over and under for Lesnar?
I'm going to put that at 5, and I'm going to probably say under, because I don't know. And that would be moves total.
Yeah, you're forcing it with 5.
5 at 5?
I don't know if Goldberg got that in him, though.
I don't know. I don't think WWE will let him get dominated in that manner.
But if it's Goldberg's last match, he could be right.
He has to, because Goldberg is so explosive. If Brock Lesnar doesn't go at him off the gate with all that intensity, he's going to get ran over again.
Yeah, that's true. I do not want to see that, though. But
he got ran over like 2 times and 1 time before Mania.
Yeah, that's true, too.
True.
The hype for this match hasn't been great because they're not there.
That's the problem.
Even Monday night when Goldberg came out, and he's like, oh, I don't want to wait till Mania just to beat you. I want to fight right now. And he ended up just spearing Lesnar, and that was the end of it. I'm like, Lesnar, you are 275 pounds, man. That's all you got?
Yeah.
I didn't like that. So this match, I hope it's like mid-card, just because the hype for me is not there. But what do you guys think on that? Sammy, what do you think is going to happen with that moving forward? Do you think Lesnar takes it? For sure?
Lesnar has to take it. Yeah, Goldberg is too over him. He has to.
But he has to do...
Go ahead.
He has to do it dominating, like I said before, but...
Yeah, no, that's pretty much it. Lesnar has to take it. He has to be dominant throughout the whole match. And that's pretty much it. What else can you do with that? Goldberg can't wrestle much. He's old. I don't know. I think that was a money draw for Mania, and that's all it all
that was
gonna
it. Be. Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know. Ruben, what you think, man?
Honestly, to me, it's more revenue, to bring in revenue.
That's all it is.
It's a money match. You know, you put them on the ticket. Even people that don't watch wrestling is going to say, Lesnar and Goldberg.
Yep.
Goldberg was one of the best back then. Lesnar is crazy. Let's watch this. This might be worth my money. You know what I mean?
But you got to consider, too, what Aaron said earlier is like, WrestleMania 20, we don't want that dryness in that match, especially with two guys old.
This is true, but you also got to look at the revenues they had previously in all the WrestleManias. They were on a decline. You know what I mean? This might change that up a little bit.
True. Get those network buyers up.
Exactly.
That's true, too.
Because it's all, at the end of the day, it's all about the money. You know, reasons why a lot of other, you know, companies don't fight with other companies. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense
it does.
If you paid for the network, doesn't matter what they do when they get in that ring, you already subscribed.
Yeah.
So you're good at that point.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know.
But yeah, before I think there's like a couple more matches we gotta cover, right?
Yeah, what you got? What match are you looking at?
The neglect of the women's, number one, and Seth and Triple H.
Yeah, then let's go. Pick one. What you want to talk about?
Let's talk about the neglect of the women in the SmackDown.
All right, go for it. What you think, man?
Why did Naomi debut on SmackDown before WrestleMania? She's going on her hometown. Why?
You think they're going to give her the title back?
I hope they do, but she should have came out, returned from injury at WrestleMania for the biggest pop in her hometown.
That would have been good hype.
It would have been the greatest pop for the women's division, and they flushed it down the toilet.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think I was happy that they brought her out, just because we weren't too sure if she was going to come back or not. before Mania.
True, but you saw the video packages about Seth possibly not going because he was ill, or they was focusing on like backstage video of his rehab and all that stuff. Like,
yeah,
they didn't do the same thing with Naomi. They should have just. That would have been a good WrestleMania moment for Naomi.
That's
she
true.
She was better. She would have came out in her hometown. They would have had the biggest pop like CM Punk in Chicago.
Oh, let's not talk about the Chicago crowd. It's just a whole nother level. That's true, too. That's a good way to put it. The ladies are definitely neglected, at least right now. They had their moments, especially the end of last year with Sasha and Charlotte going in the Hell in a Cell. Mm-hmm. And they had the Iron Man match.
Yeah.
So even the SmackDown Division champ with Alexa Bliss, let me tell you, it's my favorite diva on the SmackDown roster, I think.
She's a little baddie. So
like, yo, Bliss. She can get it. I said,
she can get it.
But I don't know. I mean, that's true. I think, I don't know where to start. I think the Raw Women's Championship gets more attention than the SmackDown. And I don't know the reason behind it. Maybe just because now the Raw Women's are definitely like the names.
Yeah,
when it comes to
stars.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at this. Sasha and Charlotte.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sasha, I mean, Sasha being Snoop Dogg's cousin, Charlotte being the daughter of Ric Flair, and Nia Jax being the cousin of The Rock.
That's true. That's a good way.
Like, look at all three of those names, and you got Bayley.
And then there's Bayley.
The king of the queen of the little girls.
Yeah. That's true. So on SmackDown, but we still have Nikki, who's ruthless. We have, and I think the SmackDown, they have a lot of the ones who really came up from NXT, and they are still developing, like Alexa Bliss, yeah. Carmella.
Oh, yeah,
and Naomi's not getting her opportunity because of the brand split, that she's getting an opportunity to shine. Mm-hmm. And you still got the veterans with Natalya still also making a name for herself, too.
Mickey James,
too, making a comeback.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know why they neglect them. They could have opportunities for also great matches on there. I don't know if the elimination, that fatal four-way, was the right way to do it. Maybe they added a little more pizzazz. I don't know. What do you guys think on those matches, Aaron?
I mean, they're doing the Cruiserweight Classic. They're doing the women's one.
Okay.
Coming up pretty soon. So, like, that'll be dope for, like, women's wrestling and everything. SmackDown, I think there's a lot more females on there. So they're developing them better. Whereas, like, Raw has, like, the four main stars. So, like, other than those four main stars, there's, like, who else is in that division?
Alicia Fox.
Anyway. Who's that? Nah, but so they have like the four main people. On SmackDown, you have like seven or eight females who they could put in any position on the card now. So I mean, I think SmackDown's developing them a little bit better, but they are younger, like Carmella.
Yeah.
She's dope. I think she went to URI, I'm pretty sure. So
did she?
Yeah, she did.
No way.
Yeah, Carmella's finish is the dopest. She has to be a champion already.
Yeah.
Who, Carmella?
The Code of Silence.
Oh, well,
she does like a triangle hold with her legs on your face and does push-ups
anytime.
At the same time.
Anytime.
At the same time.
That actually sounds.
Well, she needs to get rid of the gimmick with James Ellsworth. That dude.
Yeah. That's just.
He is a wasted WWE contract. I'm sorry. I feel like I can fill that void easily. I can skip with her anytime.
I don't know. You have a chin, though. That's his gimmick.
Yeah, that's. I don't know.
I think James Ellsworth is just using Carmella as an excuse to like get around with mad girls.
Well,
he's just being a snake.
He's succeeding. Smart. I know he's succeeding.
But I want to see what happens when Big Cass comes to him.
Like, yeah, I know.
Girl, what are they doing, Big Cass and?
They're in. That's another hidden match on Raw. The tag team. They just announced that it's a ladder match. It's gonna be.
It's a ladder match.
It's a ladder match. They announced it. They have Sheamus and Cesaro versus the Club.
Yeah.
And then we have Enzo and Big Cass. That's a hidden match that we're not even talking about. It's not even getting hyped as much.
But it could be a show.
It could be a showstopper. Right, we have Cesaro, just Cesaro alone.
Yeah.
Cesaro's a
beast. I don't know. Who takes it on that card?
Enzo.
I say they finally give it to
you
them.
You think so?
I think so. Enzo finally, yeah. That WrestleMania moment for
them. I don't
them.
Think so.
I hope so. I mean.
It builds that rivalry. Like, Enzo and Cass need that rivalry. Enzo needs to step up against Anderson. If he can't beat Anderson,
yeah,
then he don't deserve to be Cass's partner for the titles. He has to at least size up Anderson.
Maybe if they don't win, maybe they can start teasing them to, like, have a little bit of friction between Enzo and Big Cass. And then maybe we can see either a trade to Big Cass to SmackDown.
Yeah.
And see him compete for a different title.
Yeah,
that's one way.
Singles,
or we could throw Enzo in the Cruiserweight division. He can win his own title. That's a good way to put it. But even that match, that could be the WrestleMania moment. But
Well, because I was listening to like Sam Roberts, and he was saying how, like, metaphorically speaking, Enzo and Cass have been trying to climb the ladder to success or whatever. And he was like, I'm pretty hyped that it's a ladder match because, like, now in reality, they can climb the ladder to get the titles or whatever. Because they never won in NXT.
They never won.
They, like, haven't gotten any, like, type of gold. So, like, that could be, like, a huge, huge moment for them. They don't really have to, like you were saying about Enzo, not, like, can't beat Anderson. They don't really need to beat anybody.
Yeah.
If he hops on his shoulders and climbs up, your boy gets those tag titles. It's over at that point. So, I mean, I didn't like the fact that they had the ladder match. I definitely thought the Cruiserweight should have had a ladder match. Yeah. But
well,
I'll take it.
If WrestleMania doesn't flops, we know that could be one of the reasons. And you'll see the hashtag unsubscribe or cancel the network.
Hashtag cancel network subscription.
Yeah, that's it.
Then we have SmackDown's tag team match, right?
Yeah, Merck and Alpha.
I love them. I love those guys.
I would hope Kurt Angle would come and just...
Monday. That's what I want to see.
That's a good storyline that's also going, not unnoticed, but under the radar too, who will be the next GM for Raw.
Yep.
And a lot of speculation is that Kurt Angle will be the guy.
Give him one more match.
Wait, hang on. Before SmackDown tag titles, they have a match?
Yeah.
That's official?
The Usos just won the title.
Yeah, but they legit have a match though?
I don't know. See,
is it on the pre-show?
Not even on the pre-show? We have to do our research, but that was a shocker. Let me go back to that. Yeah. The Usos winning. I'm glad they won it. And especially them as a heel, Usos. Yeah. Love that. Their gimmick is just so dope. They don't care about anybody. And they pretty much handed it to everybody. Well, and you got to see that. I think they're the only between them and American Alpha. And then we had a little bit of hype with Heath Slater and Rhino. They're the only tag teams. Because the Ascension, they need to go back to NXT and redevelop themselves, I would think.
Yeah, they still got what's it called? The Vault Villains, Fashion Police.
Come on. The Fashion Police. Come on.
Yeah, well, man.
They're still a tag team.
Yeah.
Ascension.
The Brothers, the what are they called? They're not Matadors anymore. What are they?
Chinese Stars, I think they're on Raw.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah, they're on Raw.
Okay.
Lucha.
No.
Oh, not them?
Not them.
Primo and Epico.
Primo and Epico. Oh, my. They're on Raw. They're on Raw for sure.
Okay.
They'll end up on SmackDown.
If they go to SmackDown, they're going to make a splash.
But how long do you think this gimmick can go for them?
I think it could take them bounds. Like if by some reason the draft happens and the Shining Stars go on SmackDown and Carlito returns, like I'm jumping up and down like a crazy person.
Really?
Yeah.
Carlito though?
Carlito on SmackDown sounds way more promising than Carlito on Raw, because I don't think Carlito could like shine that much, and that's why he was mad frustrated back in the day.
Yeah.
He would never shine like that, so he needs a land of opportunity, and SmackDown is that.
And that could be a good faction for them, too, to come and take over, at least on the SmackDown side.
Exactly.
So that's a good way to look at it, too. And now, Sean, you mentioned another match that we don't know if it's going to happen or not, between Seth Rollins and Triple H.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love the build for that match.
That last week
ever since he invaded NXT.
That was by far the best build-up, because we were not expecting Seth Rollins to even invade that takeover. So with this match, what do you guys think is going to happen in regards to Seth Rollins? Do you think he's going to compete at a high level, or is this something that's, you know, Triple H is going to become the destroyer and just...
Here's what I'm looking at it. You know how Triple H was cutting those promos saying he was the creator? I'm not trying to be that guy no more.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be, you know what I'm saying, this type of person like that. Triple H has – I've looked at all his recent WrestleManias, and I think Triple H has gotten this reputation of a humanizer. Mr. Breaking Kayfabe. You remember when he was in Click and he broke Kayfabe when Nash and Hall went to WCW, I believe?
Mm-hmm.
When they broke kayfabe and hugged after the cage match.
Okay.
And then Vince freaking, like, you know what I'm saying, suspended Michaels and beat the crap out of Triple H. And he had to start from the bottom again.
Yeah.
That moment right there has been significant with Triple H's career the whole entire time. So to have that type of partnership with Seth Rollins, where he made the Shield, brought up the Shield, broke the Shield, and then became that double champion and did the heist of the century. And to have that all spat back, it's like it humanized Seth Rollins. And it solidifies Triple H as that person that the king of breaking kayfabe.
All right, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he built Seth Rollins up as this golden boy, the future. And then now that he cost him that Universal title, like, it humanized him, and it made him set up for that babyface turn. Because even at the end of his heel run, he was putting on great matches.
Mm-hmm. You're referring to Rollins?
Rollins,
okay.
Yeah. So it really humanized him, and the crowd was starting to know, like, yo, this guy's talented. Let's go behind this guy. Triple H turned his back on him. Now that started that babyface run.
That's true. That's a good point to look at it, too. Aaron, what do you think, man?
It's definitely going to happen. I think they probably have, like, Samoa Joe, because I don't know what the hell Samoa Joe is doing at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yeah,
nothing.
We read on that, and he said, yeah, he got a rumor saying that Joe might be in the...
If he wins that, like, that's dope. But I don't know. Like, I think something happens where, like, because it's not, like, a regular match, so I think they're going to go around. That's when the whole, like, going around the crowd.
Yeah.
Fighting wherever. Going up to the roller coaster, taking a ride and all that, coming back down happens. But I think, because I don't think his knee's, like, terrible. It's probably, like, 80%. So, like, not having a regular match kind of gives him ability to, like, move around more.
Yeah.
Without, like, doing a 450 or, like, his thing off the top or whatever. So,
yeah.
I think that's pretty dope.
That's good. And Sammy, what you think, man?
Yeah, going back to Samoa Joe, and I think he'll, if they do have the match,
mm-hmm.
he'll try to interfere, and Seth Rollins will get the best out of him, and he'll go over Triple H, I'm sure.
It's tough. I would love to see Seth compete, but I'm just thinking long-term with him, with this guy, because if his knee, as you mentioned, it might not be 100%, who knows what, you know, his future will be with the WWE if he re-injures that knee.
Mm-hmm. True, but you're going in there with one of the best ever. Triple H, though.
He'll take care of him.
He'll take care of him.
Yeah, he'll destroy it.
But I honestly don't picture Samoa Joe interfering in Seth and Triple H. I don't see it.
But I don't know. Well, let me just say this. Samoa Joe, they don't know what they're doing with him right now. He's the puppet for Triple H right now. But moving forward, he has to have some type of rivalry with Seth, especially now that he was the reason why Seth has been on the show for quite some time. So I feel like that would be a perfect spark. Get it? to put in there. So we don't know. I hope that would happen, but we'll have to see. But that's going to be a great match. I think that might be the steal of the night. I think with them, too. Like you said, Triple H is the king of kings.
Yeah.
So he'll know what to do.
Yeah.
But we shall see. And I'm more excited to see the entrance for Triple H, because his WrestleMania entrances throughout all the years have been just as epic as The Undertaker's.
Yeah, that's true.
I think last year was, what, with him with the corporate drones with the mouse, like, hit shut like that?
I thought it was the skull. Though I thought that was the skull king.
It was like
the skulls.
Was the
him and his wife.
His wife came up on the thing. She's cut that promo on the top.
And then you saw those corporate stooge zombies with the freaking metal plates in their mouth.
That's gonna be a good one. So we'll see. I hope we get to see a good surprise there. I don't know what we'll see.
Hope so.
And New Day is the host, so.
And New Day is the host. Can we?
I'm kind of excited for that.
Speaking about New Day.
Let's talk about the New Day, if we can.
I don't want to talk about
it. Let me just say, Xavier Woods, you're on the list. Savage. I'm just saying. We should see. I mean, the New Day, they're very charismatic, but because of the controversy stemming with Xavier Woods, we'll see how much.
I don't think it's going to hinder. WrestleMania.
I don't think it'll hinder, but Sean did bring up a good point. What's going to happen to the New Day after WrestleMania? Because they're saying that Xavier Woods will not get terminated or suspended for his actions because it was out of his hands, but he was in it. And now especially at this time for Mania season,
I don't think they'll do anything.
The way that the New Day is set up, it's always been about them being brothers, yo. So regardless through anything, thick and thin, I think they're still going to be cool at the end of the day. I mean, it was, like, you saw how they teased it at that Raw promo. They was like, you got anything explaining to do? You saw that, right? They was like, you got some explaining to do, Xavier?
He
was like,
oh, no.
WrestleMania. He tried to dodge a bullet.
That was good. That was good. They know how to do it. They know how to bring the crowd in. But, that's tough. It's crazy how this all just transpired. Just 2 weeks before Mania. So for them to do that,
I don't think they'll do anything because I remember Seth Rollins had some pictures leaked too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Seth, didn't Randy Orton that one time, I think.
Yeah, they didn't even do anything to him.
Nothing happened to those guys. So I don't.
Might be a double standard if you look at it like that.
Hey, who knows? Maybe Vince was trying to do some double booking to all the pervs. I don't know.
We shall see. That. Overall, guys, what do you think of tomorrow's show? What do you guys think? What's going to be your favorite match out of all the cards that we discussed? What's the one?
Discuss the Andre.
What's that?
The Andre,
that's going to be your match that you're looking forward to?
Yeah. I mean, like, that prediction, like, I think I read online that says Samoa Joe's probably going to be in the Andre, and I was like, all right, cool, if Samoa Joe's in the Andre, I'm expecting Braun Strowman to win, but if we see Andre and Strowman, I mean, if we see Strowman and Joe as the last two,
yeah,
we're going to get a face Strowman, and I would like to see a Samoa Joe's Braun Strowman feud.
So you think that'll continue on after Mania?
That'll progress Joe and Strowman. That'd be very nice. Well.
That's a good point. That's a good one right there. Sammy, what you think, man? What's the one match you're definitely going to be looking for out of all the cards?
For me, let's see. Let me go through the list here. Because one doesn't really stand out for me.
There's not?
No. There's not one match that I can make the main event match.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. This card's kind of weak for me. But the best one out of all of them, I think, will be Owens and Jericho.
You think so?
I think so. Just because they built that story for me well. I wish they would have done it for the world title, but
yeah,
that's fine. I still like where they're going with it. That's going to be the match.
It's going to see. DJ AC, what you got, man?
I'm going to go with Taker and Reigns for the simple fact that I don't know. That's the one match that I can't put a prediction on.
Yeah.
Of like exactly what's going to happen. So it's like a toss-up either way. But I think, personally, and I'm kind of excited for this, I think this is the first time in the past, like, 3 years that the WrestleMania show I'm looking forward to more than the NXT joint.
Oh, yeah.
I think the NXT joint killed every WrestleMania and had way better shows.
Facts.
But this year, I don't think so.
Oh, that's a good way. That's a good prediction, man. Ruben, what's your favorite match, man? What do you think is going to happen?
I got to go with AZ.
Good man.
I mean, it is what it is. At the end, the Undertaker has to go out. So if they are going to put him out, they got to put the best performance he's ever had, even as an older man where he doesn't have all the strength and stuff. They got to make it memorable. So I think that's going to be the highlight. How about you, man?
Me? I don't know, man. Like we've been saying all this time, the card is not stacked, but I'm going to have to agree with both of you in regards to Taker and Reigns, because one, we're not sure which direction WWE will go with them, whether or not they really want Reigns to retire Taker, or they're going to send Taker with a victory. So that's going to be the toss-up. I'm not really too excited for Goldberg and Lesnar, just because they're two part-timers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, dating back to when The Rock was a part-timer, he made more of an, I guess, he was there more often to promote it just as much. Well, at least more than Goldberg and Lesnar there. So I'm not really... That's why I'm like... I guess I'm not too excited for them. I don't know. I think the Goldberg hype was dope after Royal Rumble, but that was the cutoff for me. But definitely Reigns and Taker is the match that I'm looking forward to and see what happens with the big dog.
People sleep on Roman Reigns, bro. You main event got two WrestleManias already?
Yeah.
I'm sleeping on him.
What do you mean?
I'm sleeping on
First of all, you were the biggest Roman Reigns fan was in the Shield talking about.
He was my least favorite.
He should be.
What?
Yeah, in the Shield, he was my least favorite.
Reigns was the guy.
Yeah, I think Seth Rollins did all the moves. Dean Ambrose was the promo guy. And then there's Reigns. He was the bodyguard. That's how I saw him. I don't know.
No, I think that's why. The bodyguard was doing all the work, I think. I feel like Ambrose was the one who's like,
he's the promo guy.
Yeah, but the tables are turned. We didn't even talk about Ambrose. He got an intercontinental match with Baron Corbin. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
SmackDown didn't talk about it. So
yeah.
We didn't even talk about the WWE championship either.
Also true.
Oh my gosh.
I feel so disrespectful right now with SmackDown right now. Yo.
All right, quick analysis. Baron Corbin versus Dean Ambrose. Who you got?
Corbin.
Dean. Ambrose.
Dean.
Undecided.
I think Corbin takes the title. And I think they move Ambrose back to the title shot, at least somehow.
Yeah.
And then the Viper versus Bray Wyatt. Who you got?
This is twisted.
Storyline, I would have liked better if they started like this split up like a month ago.
Okay.
I think it was such a long story, and they just killed it in like, the last 2 weeks. They were just like, by the way, he's turning on him. He's burning the house. Too much.
That was the best part, though.
Too much too soon, though. Or too late, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But I think Wyatt takes it.
Yeah. Wyatt retains?
Wyatt retains.
Wyatt retains for you, Sam?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Sean. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say Wyatt retains because Orton, I don't see him. I don't see any memorable feuds he has with any other roster.
Okay.
I could see Wyatt like, you know what I'm saying, staying strong throughout this whole entire time. This is his first reign. And to have Sister Abigail be purified, him lose Luke Harper, it's really going to be him against everybody.
Yeah.
He has, like, granted, he says he has Abigail's spirit in him.
Yeah, that's true. But
freaking, I think he'll be all right with just Abigail, quote unquote.
We'll see. That's a good one. Sam, who you got, man? You got the Viper?
No, I got Wyatt.
You got Wyatt for
Wyatt's,
sure?
Yeah, Wyatt's going to take it. Yeah.
Bray Wyatt, I think Bray Wyatt is also for me too. So that's
and his entrance is going to kill.
Oh, his entrance.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, he's one of my favorite entrances.
I was more happy for Bray Wyatt really quick just because I know he's come a long way. So we'll see. So I'm excited to see where WWE takes him, especially as champion. And on SmackDown too, cuz now stemming back when he first started, his monologues are just sick.
The best, I think. My right. favorite. Sometimes I'm at work, and I just listen to his promos. To study, because that's him as a person, I think. Like, what he says, I believe.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He makes me believe in what he's saying. I don't know, man. He should have been champion a long time ago.
Yeah.
He should have taken Undertaker's streak, I think.
What?
As the next dead man. He should have been the guy.
That's tough. I don't know.
That's an that's a stretch. What does like not to switch topic, but what does the cool people have in store?
Coming up, we got a show actually before Mania tomorrow. They're doing like a NCW
pregame.
It's like a little pregame to Mania. But it's for a great cause. And then we get a tag title shot out of the deal, so that worked out nice in our favor. That's this tomorrow. Then we got the 14th. We got NECW.
Okay.
It's in Wakefield. That's going to be a dope show. May 20th, our return
to
Woonsocket.
No, we have two on the 14th. NECW and NCW.
Oh, so he's double booking Jones.
Double book
skis. Oh, look at these guys. These guys have been on a roll. What else? Anything else?
We got a couple shows in May. We return to Woonsocket. We got like a poster on like the bus stops in Woonsocket right now, so that's pretty dope.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And then... yeah, just follow us on Instagram and all that. Keep up to date.
Follow the cool people on Instagram. If you haven't gotten their merchandise either, get them right now. Cam. Where's the cam? The cam's right there. Let them know. Sean, how about you, man? What's up with you?
Me, you know what I'm saying? Just staying here in this fortress, you know what I'm saying, with my homies, Eni and Tito, holding down.
Yeah,
shout out to BO8.
You know what I'm saying? Holla at BO8 Studios at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My social media account, Sean D. Blade on Facebook, Instagram, Sean Dizzy Blade on Snapchat, and I am Sean D. Blade on Twitter, I think, right?
Sweet. So I'm excited, y'all. I'm sure you guys are for another WrestleMania. Definitely going to be great. Ruben, you got anything to say, too?
Yeah, and of course, next week, stay tuned. Stay tuned. We got something special for y'all.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be crazy.
I'll be watching.
He's teasing.
I'll be watching.
He's cutting a promo.
Right?
No, I'm not going to... say it yet. Pay attention. Pay attention, and you will see. We got something special for y'all, for everybody in PVD. You know, and that's all I got to say. Stay tuned.
Sweet. Well, thank you guys very much for coming through.
Thank you. No problem.
Thank you.
Where are you guys watching Mania, by the way? We're about to have a WrestleMania party tomorrow.
WrestleMania party, not facts. Yeah, so after the show, we'll come back, I think, around like 2 or 3.
All right.
Hit the liquor store. Hit the wing spot.
Okay.
And I think we're going to go to my boy's crib and chill out, watch it over there.
Oh, snap.
Little sound system, everything. So.
Sweet. Well, I hope you guys enjoy WrestleMania. We'll catch y'all in the near future. We'll get another prediction for SummerSlam, which is another great summer WrestleMania, I call it. So we'll see how it is tomorrow. Thank you guys very much. Rubens, that's it?
That's it. Shout outs to the Presidente.
El Presidente, Cristina. Chop liver. And, of course, the queen of the dance, Regina, who's somewhere...
She's dancing away.
She's dancing away. And that is a wrap for Spark Up PVD. We'll catch y'all next week. Any suéltalo.